Okay, kids, make your way down here to the stage. Sit right up here. Come down here and join me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Now, I got a question for you. When I was a little kid, like your age, can you believe I was ever your age?
Yes.
You can? Okay, good. Thank you. So when I was little, when I was your age, when I would walk into my bedroom and it was dark, I'm going to tell you something. I was scared. Anybody else like that? You ever get scared? What? When you walk into a dark room, you don't get scared? Some of you do, some of you know, some of you are like, yeah, maybe it depends on where you are. But I remember as a kid thinking, all I wanted was for that light to come on. You ever felt that way? Like, somebody turn the light on so I can see what's going on. Like, if we shut off all the lights in here right now, there'd be people going, I need some light on so I can see where we are, what we're doing, what's happening, that kind of thing. Now, listen closely. I want to tell you something. This time of year, who is the one person people talk about a lot this time of year? Who is it? Santa? Santa and Jesus. That's actually a very true answer. That's about as accurate as you can get. Santa and Jesus. I want to talk to you about Jesus tonight, because you know the reason Jesus came was because the world, like we talked about earlier, about a room being dark, the world was just really dark. And God said, the only way I can fix this is to send Jesus, send my son to be this light, to light up the world. And so that's what he did. And so people this time of year, people focus a lot on that. They talk a lot about Jesus being the light. And so here's what I want you to hear. Everybody look right here. It is really important that you and I share that message with everyone. And not just this time of year, but all year round, we share the message that Jesus is the light. Can you say that with me? Jesus is the light. And that's what we need people to know. He's the one that brings light to the world and brings hope to the world. And so that's why we love him. That's why we sing about him. That's why we worship him. That's why we talk about him. And that's why we're about to sing this next song. We did it this past Sunday. We're going to do it again today. Oh, yeah, Autumn, get that light up in the air. Okay, can these guys sing it with us too? Will you let them sing it too? All right, tell them to get that light up. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine, oh yeah. Woman, Satan, get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Woman, Satan, get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Woman, Satan, get out. I'm gonna let it shine.
Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for today.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for the light he gives us.
Help us shine that light
everywhere we go.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. You guys be very careful. Go back to your seats. Thank you for coming down here. I hope we see you Sunday. Bye, babe. High five. All right, high five. Careful, babe. You ready? All right. If you see a stray child, just take them in. All right, let's continue to worship.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
God, you are glorious. No, we remember at the beginning of time when it was dark and you said, let there be light. You made the sun and the moon and the stars to give us light, and we really enjoy the light and we need the light, and we're thankful for that light that we have here in our physical world. But you also looked down and saw that there was darkness in the souls of men. And you sent Jesus to be a light for all of us. And we know you did that because you love us. And we are so thankful for that. Father, we ask you to help us be the light that you've sent into this world. Help us to show us at the places we work, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, everyone that we come into contact with. Help us to see the light of Jesus in us. Help us to tell them about Jesus. Help us to be good examples that let them see Jesus in our hearts. Because we need Jesus even more than we need the physical light in this world. And we're thankful that you sent Jesus. And we're thankful that at this time of the year, so many people think about Jesus. And we know that this world, especially today, needs Jesus. Move in each one of us so that we will share the light of Jesus with the world. And everyone says, amen.
Oh.
Sunday. Now, this Sunday is a little different schedule than our normal schedule. We're going to have one combined service at 9:30 Sunday morning. No Bible class this Sunday morning. So remember that. Combined service at 9:30. We're actually going to sing the song we just did, King Forever One. So no excuses. Those of you who are here on Sunday, you sing it out. Sing it out. Don't leave me hanging on this song on Sunday. It's a beautiful song. You guys do such a great job singing. There will be some there that may not be as familiar with us. So I hope that you'll be there and sing that song out. We want you to come join us. And then again, just a reminder about our Christmas Eve service. We'll go ahead and have that on the 24th of December. Come back at 5 o'clock. Bye. Let's sing these last two songs together and we'll be dismissed.
There's a stirring deep within me. Right.
for tonight. We thank you for the light you shine on the world around us. Father, would you help us share that light with our friends, with our co-workers, with our classmates, our families. Father, you are all-powerful, and you are glorious, and you alone are worthy of the praise that we have to give. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.